I was in a restaurant having lunch once with another priest, and the waitress was, we were talking about this and that, and got to asking the waitress a question about religion. So, no, you're not the only one I put on the spot. And I said, do you have a church? And she said, no, not really. She said, I grew up Amish. I almost fell out of my seat. Totally expected her to say she grew up Catholic. Never heard anyone say they grew up Amish before. But if I had a dollar for every time somebody said they grew up Catholic, man, I'd be the richest priest in the world. Unless all the other priests got dollars too. Then I think we'd all pretty much be even. And someone will tell me, yeah, Father, oh yeah, I grew up Catholic. I serve Mass in Latin, you know. Adeum quilitificat juventutum meum and all that stuff. Like, wow. So you still remember it. Oh yeah, the nuns beat it into us. I was taught by nuns. See? My ruler scars. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, we had to go to confession every Saturday, whether we needed it or not. I see. Well, I can't say I remember seeing you in church anytime recently. But, you know, yeah, I don't have to go to church every Sunday to be a good Catholic. Then they'll tell me, well, I don't have to believe this or that to be a good Catholic. I don't have to do this or that thing that the church teaches to be a good Catholic. I'm basically a good person. About that time, Father's the one feeling awkward, right? Then they usually say, what do you think of Pope Francis? Oh, I like Pope Francis. Oh, I think he's great, they'll tell me. I think he's wonderful. Just a breath of fresh air. I hope he changes some things. And I do too. You know, I think Pope Francis has really brought something special. So I was reflecting back, what is it that inspires people about Pope Francis? What do we love about Pope Francis? And I could think of three things that are really great about Pope Francis. The first one is he lives a simple life. When he was elected, he didn't change his cross for some cross full of gold and jewels. He just kept the same old cross. When he was elected, they were going to bring the Vatican car around to bring him back to the residence, and he said, well, I rode the bus over with the cardinals. Can I ride it back with the cardinals? He's a simple guy. All the rest of the popes have lived in this special apartment specifically for the pope, but not Pope Francis. He's like, you know, I'm living with these other priests in this residence, and it's good enough for me. We love the simplicity of Pope Francis. He doesn't need all that fancy stuff. And then second of all, that goes hand in hand with his real love for the poor. Lots of people can talk about how we should care for the poor, but he knows the poor personally. He made time out of his busy schedule as the archbishop to go and visit the poor, to celebrate masses in those poor neighborhoods. He wasn't rubbing shoulders with the rich. He was seeking out the poor. And that's a beautiful thing, too. I think the third thing we love about Pope Francis is he really loves all people, whoever they are. There's a beautiful picture of him embracing a guy whose face is all disfigured from this disease. Pope Francis could see the beauty of that guy. There were a couple of Italian journalists who wrote this article basically saying why we don't like Pope Francis. And one day, one of them got a call from the Pope. Actually, his wife got the call. Hi, this is the Pope. Is your husband home? Can you imagine that? She passed the phone on. You might think the Pope had called to chew him out. No. The Pope found out that this journalist had cancer, and he wanted to call him and let him know that he was praying for him. It didn't matter to him that this guy had disagreed with him in an article. He still loved that person. He loves all people. Those are three things that I think are really beautiful about Pope Francis. His simplicity, his love for the poor, and his genuine love for all people. People go on and tell me that they think the Pope's going to change some things, or this will change the church. Yeah, I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is the Pope the only Catholic that's living this way? Ever thought about it? What if you go to your local parish and there's your priest and he drives a luxury car and he cares about how, you know, well, look, I got the latest phone, you know? He doesn't have time for you because he's on his way to meet some bigwig for dinner because they're going to be a donor for his parish. Yeah, good luck, Pope Francis. But what if our neighbor's that way? What if our neighbor's a Catholic and they're trying to get as much luxury as they can? They're living for themselves, don't make time for the poor, criticize their neighbors. The real problem with Pope Francis is this. These other cardinals could say, hey, I'm a good enough cardinal, right? You know? I only eat out 5 times a week, you know? I don't have the Mercedes, I just have the brand new, you know, Fiat. There's the Pope driving an old Renault with 200,000 miles on it, you know? Up until the point that Pope Francis was elected, you could have a pretty high standard of bling and still say, hey, I'm a good cardinal, but not anymore. Pope Francis has shown us there's a better way to do it. What do we love about Pope Francis? He kind of looks like Jesus, doesn't he? You can kind of catch a little glimpse of Jesus. Jesus, after all, lived a simple life. He genuinely loved the poor, no matter who they were, whether they didn't have money or whether they were the outcasts of society or the people that other people looked down on. And Jesus genuinely loved all people. So in Pope Francis, we can catch a glimpse of the face of Jesus. And that's what we love, I think, about Pope Francis. Did you know that's the standard that every Christian is called to live? Being a good Catholic isn't about checking off a list of yearly prescriptions, saying, yeah, I did this, did that, did this, and I'm a good Catholic. Being a good Catholic is about living like Jesus. It's about accepting the love of God and reflecting the love of God in the way we live. I think you have every right to expect that your parish priest will live a simple life, will have a genuine love for the poor, and will really love all people, no matter who they are. Well, I think that I have every right to expect that my people would do the same, that we would live simple lives with a genuine love for the poor and a real love for all people. Why? Because I'm called to reflect the face of Christ, because you're called to reflect the face of Christ. That's who we're called to be as the baptized children of God. So I want to challenge you this Lent. This Lent, let's not just look at the Pope on TV and say, hey, great Pope, yay. This Lent, let's try to follow the Pope's example. What does that look like? Well, in today's Gospel reading, it goes through 3 different things. Jesus says, when you pray, when you give alms, when you fast, he's assuming that his disciples are praying, fasting, and giving alms. These are the traditional 3 forms of penance: prayer, fasting, and giving alms. But this just so happens to fit perfectly with the example that Pope Francis sets. He lives a simple life, right? He's not chasing the money. Let's do the same. This Lent, let's fast by giving up something that makes our life more complicated. Some luxury, something that makes our life less simple. Now, I'm not saying that you should immediately sell all your nice stuff and sleep on the floor. What I am saying is let's move towards simplicity. Let's make a commitment to live simple lives, but let's just take one step. What's one thing that we can do without? That's fasting. Okay, how about almsgiving? Almsgiving is being generous with those in need. But those in need take all sorts of forms. The poor aren't simply those who don't have enough money. Sometimes the poor are those that no one will listen to, those that don't have any love in their lives. Sometimes the poor are the ladies that stop in at the bank and they talk too much to the bank teller because, you know what? No one else makes time for that person. Sometimes the poor are people in our class who are struggling. Maybe they may be our neighbors who are going through a difficult time. Let's not just, giving money is great, but let's look for an opportunity to serve the poor. Not simply out of obligation, but to try and develop, just take a little step in the direction of having a genuine love for the poor, like Pope Francis does. Then the 3rd thing is prayer. Where do you think Pope Francis gets his love for all people? Where do you think he learned to be able to look in the face of someone and love that person, no matter who they are. He learned it from Jesus. Do you know the Pope gets up at 5 in the morning and he spends time in personal prayer until his morning Mass at 7 a.m. So by the end of Mass, that's like 2 hours and 45 minutes in prayer. If you think you don't have time to pray, you're not as busy as the Pope, I guarantee you. At the end of the day, he gets to the end of his day, he spends time in adoration. He puts the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, and he spends more time in prayer at the end of his day. It's living in that relationship with God, knowing that God loves him, even though he's a sinner, that gives him the opportunity, gives him the grace to be able to love the rest of us, even though he knows and we know that we're sinners. When asked, "Who are you?" Pope Francis says, "I'm a sinner." But that is obvious as he continues to talk, that he knows he's loved by God, and he knows that that love is for each person, poor or rich, well off or doing badly, good Catholic or fallen away Catholic, somebody who's real churchy and somebody who's not, somebody who's very successful, somebody who's not. God loves each and every person. The Pope can reflect that because he's received it. I want to challenge you in these three areas. What's one thing that we can give up so that our lives can be a little more simple? What's one thing that we can do to reach out to the poor in love? And what's one way that we can spend a little more time in prayer with the Lord? Because what we love about Pope Francis is how he reflects the face of Jesus. This Lent, let's each of us come to reflect the face of Jesus in the way we live and in the way we talk.